summer breeze seals and cross for CK. 40 degrees and sunny with a high of 75. And he said, predictably, a warm summer breeze today. Should be a lovely day. It's about 18 till 8 o'clock.
Tonight, the 8 o'clock movie on TV 50 is the great Alfred Hitchcock mystery thriller, Marnie, starring 007 hero Sean Connery and Tippi Hedren. Tippi plays an habitual thief, and Connery, her wealthy husband, digs deep into her psyche to uncover the reason. It's Alfred Hitchcock at his diabolical best tonight at 8.
In Detroit, the movies are going on TV 50.
And tomorrow night, Friday at 9, tune to TV 50 for a special weekend starting with a one-hour 10th anniversary tribute to, who else? Bill Kennedy, the Detroit legend. See the personal side of Bill as host J.P. McCarthy and celebrity guests delve into his past.
Who?
Joining J.P. and Bill will be Dick Burton, Bill Bond, Sonny Elliott, and from Hollywood, Alan Hale, and Detroit's own Pam Dauber of Mork and Mindy. They've even dusted off scenes from his old movies. Bill Kennedy, the Detroit legend, on TV 50.
Well, that's really terrific. Let's see, where was I here? WKBD. See you tomorrow at 9 on WKBD TV 50. There you go. By gosh, that's great. Let's see now. They're going to dust off scenes from his greatest movies. He was the guy who lit the fire under Joan of Arc, you know.
Remember what Joan of Arc said?
Yes, I do, of course. You remember now what had Ingrid Bergman, you know, as Joan of Arc, and Bill Kennedy lit the... This is true. In Joan of Arc, he lit the fire under her. And remember what she said.
Is it hot in here, or is it just me?
That's right. Now, that's one of the great scenes that you'll be seeing tomorrow night. So we'll look for it. And that'll be on the Bill Kennedy Show tomorrow night at 9 as he celebrates 10 years at Channel 50. And hear Bill say...
Oh, yes, and it does have a burial plot.
Right. Okay, Farmer Jack Savings time. Hear Bill talking about his career there. Let's see, we do have... Farmer Jack Savings time at 7:44. This week, save on high-grade all-meat hot dogs. One-pound package, only 98 cents at Farmer Jack. Okay, hold on here. We're calling a lady whose birthday it is, and she does a great cow, I understand.
Hello?
Good morning. Is Shelley Suchek there, please?
Shelley?
This is Shelley?
Yes, it is.
Oh, hi, Shelley. This is Charles Zantel calling from the Animal and Wind radio program. Are you listening to us by any chance right now?
Oh. No, I'm not.
Oh, well, that's a shame. Apparently we got you a little too early in the morning, eh?
Yes.
Well, we encourage people to make sounds like animals. We know that many people do make animal sounds and do quite well at it, and we thought we'd call you, just a random call, to find out if you can animal and win for us. We have a committee of judges listening right now, and based on your animal impression, we'll send you a nice prize. So let's have animal and win, Shelley. Where do you live, by the way, Shelley?
In Harbor Beach.
Where is Harbor Beach?
In the Thumb area.
Hmm. Well, I see. Well, we're on the radio right now on CKLW, so you can hear us there.
I've got CKLW on, but I don't hear you.
Oh, you have us on the radio.
Yeah.
Oh, I see. Well, you don't have it loud enough. What animal do you do, Shelley?
I do a cow imitation.
A cow imitation. Good. Let's hear your cow. Well... Quite a cow you got there, Shelley. Shelley, was that a real one, or was that you, really?
That was me.
That was you. Let me hear that again, Shelley.
I can't. It hurts my throat. I can't do it again.
Come on. One more time.
I'll try just a minute.
All right.
Oh, this is ridiculous.
We're going to send you a quart of milk, Shelley, so thanks very much for listening.
Okay, thank you.
Shelley, seriously, happy birthday. I know today's your birthday, and it was fun talking to you on the phone.
Thank you.
And give me one more animal, one more cow as we leave. So long, Shelley. Bye-bye.
First prize?
In our company's annual safety contest, right, Larry?
Hi, well, the big weekend.
Yeah, for your prize-winning entry,
Wear
a hard hat so you don't get hurt.
First prize?
An all-expense-paid trip to one of the most exciting, glamorous cities in the world.
Oh, my God.
You'll be chauffeured to the heart of the city, where you'll enjoy shopping, restaurants, museums, sporting events to your heart's delight.
Where is it? Rome? Tokyo? Athens?
Closer.
San Francisco? Vegas?
Downtown Detroit.
Detroit? I live in Southfield.
Well, you'll still be chauffeured.
You mean I get to ride the company limo?
No, with this, Larry.
A dollar bill?
That's right.
What's it for?
Everything I just mentioned.
For a buck?
Yeah, see, SEMTA has this Buck Passer Weekend going on, Larry.
SEMTA Buck Passer Weekend?
You can ride SEMTA anywhere. Downtown and back, Saturday, Sunday, as many times as you want, all for a buck.
In other words, my first prize slogan was worth only a buck and that's it?
You want to hear your first prize slogan again, Larry?
I'll take the buck.
SEMTA's Buck Passer Weekend. Ride SEMTA all day, Saturday, Sunday, all for a dollar. Senior citizens and students, only 50 cents. SEMTA, our business is picking up.
Yeah, thank you. It's about 13 to 8 o'clock right now on CKLW. Sunny weather, high of 75 today. It's 40 right now. City Airport at 49. Pontiac is at 50. Ann Arbor has 41 degrees. And everything looks pretty good, as a matter of fact. It's clear and sunny and a bright, beautiful day. Michigan lottery number is 501. Here is Sister Sledge from CKLW right now on the Dick Pershing program. And this is called We Are Family. By the way, if your nonprofit organization has a message of public interest you'd like aired, send it to CK Public Service, Box 8, Detroit, Box 480 in Windsor. By the way, Western High School is closed today to students. Apparently a power failure there. But the staff is asked to report. Western High is closed to students today. Family, Sister Sledge. Sunny and warm, high should be 75 today. Low tonight, 52. And then tomorrow's high 80 with some more clouds and a chance of thunder showers tomorrow. Right now around the area, it's 40 degrees officially, up to 50 at Pontiac.
This is Bill Bonds. If you were watching Channel 7's 11 o'clock Action News Update last night, you saw and heard Congressman Charlie Diggs of Detroit going nose-to-nose with the House Ethics Committee.
Bring a lot of different views, yeah.
Find out what a difference Channel 7 Action News can make in your tomorrow. Watch Bill Bonds, Diana Lewis, Larry Adderley, and Rob Press weekdays at 5:30 on Channel 7.
We can make a difference in your tomorrow. Yeah, yeah.
The Performer. Kmart's premium latex house paint is now on sale. Check the label. It's tough as nails. Comes in over 50 beautiful colors. Save $4 per gallon. The Performer is on sale now, just $9.44.
Kmart's durable latex house paint. A premium paint at a Kmart price.
Well, here's Colleen from Traffic Central. On a sunshiny morning.
Hi, Dick.
Hi, Colleen.
How are you today?
Good, fine. I was over there to see you yesterday.
Yes, you were. Boy, yeah. You've come around to see me a lot lately.
Well?
I don't know how to take that.
I don't know how to take it myself, nor the reason for it,
yeah.
Colleen. You're just a ray of sunshine in our life on sometimes a cloudy day, although the weather's been very nice lately. Got a little question here for you.
Okay.
We're talking about movies in the studio during the news at 7:30. But anyway, been a lot of movies through the years with maids and butlers in them, right?
Uh-huh.
Okay. And, of course, the old line always had it, that it was always the butler who did it.
Right.
Who committed the murder or whatever.
Right.
Okay, can you give me the name of a famous butler who was in a very, very, very famous movie? I mean, exceedingly famous.
Any butler.
Well, I'm looking for one in particular.
That was in a famous movie.
Right, famous movie. In fact, it was on television... Yeah, within the last year, 6 months,
oh,
I guess.
Well, that limits it, doesn't it?
Yeah, it cuts it down pretty good, yeah. And it's an old-time movie.
All I can think of is Manners.
Manners the butler.
Yeah, you remember him?
Yes, I do. But that's
he was
not,
very famous.
Yeah, that's not the answer. Well, if you didn't get it, all right, we'll open this up then to the great unclean, unseen, and they can give us a call at 298-6080 in Detroit or 966-4000 in Windsor. Area codes are 313 and 519. So you give it a shout there, and whoever does, we'll come up with some nice prizes, dinner and all that stuff.
Oh, great.
Okay, I think you'll be surprised when you hear the answer.
All right.
Maybe. We'll see.
You'll get me to listen. Is that what you're telling me?
That's right.
Okay.
Forced listenership. Okay, go ahead.
All right, on the southbound Southfield between between 6 Mile and Grand River. We have, of course, that accident that happened about 25 minutes ago where a car hit the median wall and turned over. We have police, EMS, wreckers on the scene. The area, of course, is quite crowded just with those vehicles alone. Although it should be a matter of minutes before that's cleared up, it still is quite a jam up there. That's a southbound Southfield between 6 Mile and Grand River. This is Colleen Burkhart at Traffic Central.
For Dr. Pepper, here's England Dan and John Ford Coley.
I drink Dr. Pepper and I'm proud.
Pepper, drink Dr. Pepper. Pepper, be it. All righty, we'll go to the phone here and see if we can get an answer on this one, okay? Hello, good morning.
Good morning.
Hi, the question is, can you give me the name of the probably most famous butler of all time?
Clark Gable.
Clark Gable. And what movie?
Gone with the Wind. He played Rhett Butler.
Oh, you are clever, clever. See, Colleen didn't pick up on that. And yesterday at lunch, I ran this by Louie and Tom, and they didn't get it either. That was not unusual. But anyway, so I thought, well, we'll try it on the air this morning. What is your name?
My name is Carol Horetsky.
Carol Horetsky?
Horetsky.
Horetsky.
Mm-hmm.
All right, Carol, we have for you dinner... for four at the Chalet Inn in Auburn Heights. And we also have a T-shirt from Shirts Unlimited. What size shirt do we always ask the girls, Carol?
Do I have to say?
You don't have to, really, no. What else do we have for Carol?
Book?
We have a book from the Bookworm. We're going through the usual assortment here. Bookworm Bookstore in Royal Oak. And we also have some flowers, some Moss Lipinski flowers in Birmingham.
Oh, that's wonderful.
Okay.
Oh, beautiful. Thank you so much.
Sure.
You made my day.
Thank you for listening, Carol. Hold on.
Okay.
Let your voice be heard at the Oakland Livingston Human Service Agency public hearings. Today's the last day. Call 858-5066 to find the location nearest you. All right, 8 o'clock time for today's top news stories. We're on the air now with Keith Radford. Keith?
Thank you, Dick. It'll be sunny and warm today, high 75. Fair tonight, low 52. Turning cloudy with a chance of thundershowers tomorrow and a high of 80. Details on these stories and more coming up at 8:30 on CKLW News and Information.
Ms. Fernlow, you have just survived skiing down an 85-degree slope very fast and very backwards. I can't imagine how you hit that tree.
Very hard.
Very good, Ms. Fernlow. Now, in view of the fact that Evel Knievel just called to say you beat him by 2 fractures, I'd like to suggest you take up another hobby. That's easy for you to say, Miss Fernlow, but as your doctor, I'm prescribing Wurlitzer organ lessons.
Wurlitzer organ lessons?
Wurlitzer organ lessons. You see, Miss Fernlow, Wurlitzer organ lessons are inexpensive. A mere $9 for 6 adult classes. They're non-competitive. You'll be in a class with beginners like yourself. Wurlitzer organ lessons are gratifying. You'll learn hundreds of songs. Wurlitzer organ lessons are fun. And most importantly, Miss Fernlow, Wurlitzer organ lessons are safe. Mostly, you use your fingers. And I mention your fingers, Miss Fernlow, because they are just about the only thing you'll be able to move for the next 6 months.
Okay.
All right, visit your Wurlitzer Music Store at one of their 6 area locations or call toll-free 800-528-6050. That's 800-528-6050 for more information. Here's Chicago doing happy, man. Sunny and warm today, high 75. Great day all the way around. We're on PM Magazine tonight on TV2 at 7:30. This program is featured with Ron Sanders. That is Happy Man, done by Chicago, from the Dick Burton program. It's about 6 minutes after 8. 8:06 is the time. From CKLW, we are at 800 on your dial. 8:07 now is the time. Sunny and warm, high 75. Here tonight, low 52. What a gorgeous sunshiny morning. We got Colleen out from Traffic Central. She'll be here in about 15 minutes, maybe a little less than that. And hello to Rosemary and Alfie and friends, too, having a big party all night long. Invited, it's over, just simply can't make it, girls. And anyway, it's about 7 minutes after 8.
This year, take a Florida vacation that gives you more smiles per mile. A Delta Fly Drive Dream Vacation. Just fly Delta to Florida, pick up your rental car, and you're on your own to smile.
Delta is ready when you are.
All right, now the sports on the air brought to you by Wearmaster for mufflers, brakes, and even for shocks. The Yankees were rude to the Bird last night. They knocked him out of the mound there, 3 1/3 innings into the game. Craig Nettles had 2 home runs. Chris Chambliss hit 1. Ron Guidry hard on the Tiger batter, striking out 13. The Tigers lost to the Yankees 6-2.
Ever been riding around in your car, hit a pothole, and see your muffler waving bye-bye in the rearview mirror? It happened to me. And I didn't think I could afford a new muffler until I called Wearmaster. They put it in for a lot less.
Why pay more when there's Wearmaster?
In Rochester, there's a Wearmaster dealer on South Rochester Road, just north of Avon Road. Why pay more when there's Wearmaster? Sunny and warm today, high 75. Speaking of Rochester, we have the one and only Tom Shannon on the air, who I see Bob Talbert gave a nice plug to in his column today. Tom will be on 10 to 1 today. And he'll be, is today Friday? What is today? Thursday, that's right. Tomorrow he'll have the old Forgotten Gold on the show between 10 and 1. That's every Friday Tom does that, from 10 to 11 in the morning. And Tom will be in here this morning at 10 o'clock. Okay, we're talking yesterday on the Farmer Jack commercial about fudgicles, or fudsicles. And we've gotten into this before, but it came up again. And I've discovered that, I guess generally, to generalize, which you should never do, but I will now, that 2 out of 3, let's say, people in this area seem to say fudsicle. Meaning, it's spelled, by the way, F-U-D-G-S-I-C-L-E. So that would be fudsicle. Where I was brought up in the Buffalo area was fudgicle. And I've talked to so many people that from other areas, a woman called from Scranton, PA today, or had been in Scranton, PA, said it was fudgicle. A guy from New York yesterday. And at the same time, many people that grew up in this area here too say fudgicle to this day. But generally speaking, I've discovered in a little survey that most people say fudsicle. But I still think that fudgicle is acceptable, if not correct. And anyway, John Belmont, old Porgy John, heard this on the radio yesterday talking about it, and John, being an ever-aggressive newsman, made a call to the Borden Company, which makes fudgicles.
Jerry Daly, you're with Consolidated Foods in Chicago. Your company owns the Popsicle Company, and they make a confection that is brown and sort of fudgy, and it's cold. And what's it called?
Fudgesicle.
Fudgesicle.
That is correct.
Two separate words. How do you spell it?
F-U-D-G-S-I-C-L-E, fudgicle.
Okay. Do you know if it's ever been called fudgicle without the S?
More than likely it has been, but that would go way back in the history of the company, but for the last 30 years it has been officially known as fudgicle.
30
so
years?
So you'd probably have to be a real old-timer to call it a fudgicle, huh?
I would
afraid you'd have to be.
Wait
okay, and how about popsicles? Is that what they're called, popsicles?
That is correct.
Okay. What else might they be called generically?
Well, they are sometimes known as ices or pop ices, but that it would be a generic name and would refer to the overall category versus a single thing of popsicle. In fact, as an interesting thing, the man that invented popsicle was named Epperson, and at one time it was known as an epicycle. But it didn't fly.
No, not exactly. That'll do it. Thank you very much.
You bet.
Okay, bye.
Bye-bye.
Yeah, okay, well, there's John Belmont. As I say, John, our assistant news director, making a call to Chicago yesterday to find out from the company just how you do pronounce it. And apparently it is supposedly fudsicles. And I can understand that because that is how it's written. I understand we have a lady on the phone that pronounces it differently than even that. Good morning.
Hi.
Hi.
I'm from Canada.
Yeah,
And we say fudsicles.
Yeah. You say what?
Fudgesticles.
Fudgesticles?
Yeah. Ever since I was a kid, I've been saying fudgesticles.
Fudgesticles. Where in Canada?
Chatham.
Chatham. Are you calling from Chatham now?
Yeah.
How come you called on the Detroit number?
Well, this is the only number I always hear.
Oh, I see. It would cost you less money if you called 966-4000.
Oh.
Yeah, dial 519 first. So fudgesticles, huh?
Right.
Uh-huh. Well, of course, Chatham's always been out in the sticks. Listen, thanks for calling.
Well, that's not nice, you know.
I know it's not, but I'm not nice, you know. Hey, have a good day.
Okay, bye.
Thanks so much. 8:15.
People come to the Clock Restaurant because they know what good food is all about.
Randy Van Warmer is here. This is a song called Just When I Needed You the Most, and it's 8:16 here almost from CKLW. This is Dick Burton, 800 on your sunny, warm, high 75 Thursday morning dial. 17th of May. Randy Van Warmer, Just When I Needed You Most. And it's 8:20 in the morning. Colleen's coming up here from CK's Traffic Central on the sunny, bright, beautiful, warm day, high of 75.
Well, Smedley, another profitable month.
business is booming, and we've cut costs to the bone.
Yes, but...
We've tapped every available income source.
But
what, Smedley?
Well, there is one easy income source we've overlooked. I hate to say it, sir, but we've got... lazy money.
Lazy money?
Cash that just sits in our company checking account, the most overlooked income source in business.
But it's only a matter of weeks till we use it.
And every day we lose income we could be earning with the Business Savings Telephone Transfer Program from American Federal Savings.
Impossible. Our banking arrangements are set.
American's program ties into our normal banking procedures. And it pays better than our bank can.
You mean we could turn our lazy money into extra income?
Right. And if we're not using it, we're losing it.
If there's lazy money in your company's bank account, phone us today. We'll help you turn it to income.
Smedley, you're an asset to the business.
American Federal Savings. Because a bank isn't enough.
Morning, CK.
Dick. It's Fudgesicle. And I ought to know because I have a whole bunch of them in my refrigerator.
Excellent, excellent. I love it. Hey, thanks for calling.
You're welcome.
Well, great voice, too. Morning, CK.
What was that all about?
Well, you'll find out.
Okay. Hey, Dick, when you go to Cedar Point and you take that amusement ride that, you know, goes up and down the hills and around the corners and everything, what do you call it?
You mean the roller coaster or the corkscrew or the Gemini?
Yeah, the generic name for it.
For the roller coaster.
You never heard it called a roller coaster?
Roller coaster?
Sure. We always called it a roller coaster.
Yeah?
Sure.
Well, I can see your point.
You gotta know how to
see your point.
A roller coaster.
Yeah. Okay, thanks for calling.
Sure.
So long. Roller coaster? Yeah, well, I guess I've heard that in the past, but that's just, well. CK.
Yeah, Dick Burton, is it?
Speaking.
Yeah. You just told everybody that it was cheaper to call the winter number from Chatham.
Yeah.
Cost more.
Well, but really...
I'm an operator in Chatham.
Well, okay, but in Chatham, all you have to do is dial 1, really, and then the Windsor number.
Yeah, but see, the states, when you dial the states, we go by your rates, which are cheaper.
Oh, no kidding.
Yeah, a lot cheaper.
So that from Chatham, Ontario, to call CKLW would be cheaper to call 1-313-298-6080.
Right.
Well, I didn't know that.
Yep,
thanks for calling, operator. Very good of you.
Well, I just thought I'd let you know.
How about that? Are you on duty now?
Pardon me?
You on duty right now?
Oh, I wouldn't be calling you if I was.
I didn't think so. Have a good day.
Okay, thanks.
Bye-bye. 822. She called collect, by the way, on the Windsor number.
Firestone announces the price of $19.79 for the Firestone Deluxe Champion polyester 4-ply tire. Firestone Deluxe Champion now just $19.79 at participating Firestone retailers.
Firestone. That was Rube Weiss, of course, and Rube, some of the old Lone Ranger fans would remember, used to play Butch Cavendish, the arch enemy of the Lone Ranger. On the old Lone Ranger series. Rue's been around for years. And Rue has also been Santa Claus in the Santa Claus Parade Hudson's until the last 2 years. 8:23 is the time. Here's Colleen from Traffic Center. Good morning, Colleen.
Good morning, Dick. You know what else I heard about Rue?
What?
That he used to be the pie thrower on the Soupy Sales show.
Yeah. I heard that.
Yeah, I don't know if it's true.
I think he did
rumor.
Work on the Soupy Sales show.
Yep.
Sure, yeah. You know, one of the... You know, you know, I'm not...
Did I confuse you about
you
something?
You know, what I'm trying to say here...
I didn't think it was that...
Isn't this embarrassing? It's live radio.
Yes.
Clyde Adler, who played...
Yeah.
White Fang and Black Tooth.
Right.
That's the way it goes.
Willie the Worm was my favorite.
Well, Clyde still works at Channel 7. He's an engineer there.
Oh.
And whenever Soupy needs him for a television show, he'll fly out to wherever the show may be. And stick his arm in the camera with the fuzzy thing out and do his part and then go back to Channel 7.
Oh.
Really a neat guy, too. Really one of the great guys. But aside from that, yeah, I think Rube did... He was one of the regular guys on the Soupy Sales team.
Yeah, well, you know, that is an art, really, where you have to throw those pies like that.
Sure it is.
It really is. Very hard. I saw Johnny Carson had a practice thing once and how many times people mess up doing that.
I did a series of Wrigley supermarket television commercials some years ago. That was just prior to them changing their name. And the last one I did, they threw a pie in my face, and I got it. So it's tough, though, to hit a square on, as they say.
Yes.
Yeah. Well, what's going on with you?
Well, we had some people hit right on the freeways earlier this morning on the southbound Southfield. In fact, the accident was between Puritan and Finkel. It is over on the side. And, of course, people are getting their stairs down, and that's causing a backup from that area at the Finkel exit all the way back to the Lodge split. That's a good 3 miles there. That's in the southbound lanes. Northbound lanes are free and clear. They have no major obstructions, but again, people are sticking their necks over the median wall there, and they have things backed up from Grand River all the way to Warren Avenue, so it's going to be a slow trip in either direction on the south field. This is Colleen Burkhart, Traffic Central.
Detroiters have been saving their money with Detroit Bank and Trust for 130 years. But back in the early 1900s, a man who was more famous for stealing than he was for saving came to Detroit.
Now batting for Detroit, the center fielder, Ty Cobb.
The Georgia Peach, one of the greatest hitters and base runners of all time, played his first Tiger game in 1905. And while Bennett Park was the place for the best in baseball, Detroit Bank and Trust was the place for the best in savings. It is the only bank that has continuously served Detroit since 1849. We paid high interest then, and we pay high interest now. Interest earnings that are as high as any other bank can pay. Save at Detroit Bank Corporation Banks. 130 years of experience. You can bank on it.
You want to know when Detroit Bank is better.
At the banks of Detroit Bank Corporation, members FDIC.
Here are the finalists in the GAP's annual Ode to Spring poetry reading.
Spring is swell. I like it a lot. The flowers smell and it ain't hot.
Thank you. The winner receives some hot new fashions from the GAP. Bleached heavyweight denims, terry cloth shirts, and
I start with an S and end with a G.
Can't believe
I have an I in the middle, but I can't even see. What am I?
A loser.
No, I'm Spring. Yeah,
look, we're offering the latest from Levi's, Britannia, and Gap jeans and tops.
Spring on the farm. The cows go moo moo.
Oh,
be careful not to step in. The cows...
These can't be the finalists.
I have one more.
Okay.
Bacon and eggs, buckets and mops. The Gap's the fashion stop for jeans and tops.
What does that have to do with spring?
Nothing, but it rhymes.
Okay, you
I thought rhyming was important.
You win.
All into the Gap.
So you want to come into the Gap here, ladies and gentlemen. Say 25 to 40% on over 1,000 items during the Gap's early summer clearance sale. Terrific values in guys' knit shirts, gals' knit and woven tops. Now just $5.99 to $9.99, plus big savings in casual pants and fashion denim jeans.